The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Tuesday, December 21st. It is Tuesday. Yeah, it is. Okay. I wanted to welcome you to the show. I'm getting so lost at what day it is. I do this show every day. I don't even know what day it is anymore. All right, we're here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and of course, we're live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. I see Joe is here. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the comments. That's awesome. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, let's get into a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about, most importantly, of course, today's futures update. We're going to be talking about Jim COVID Cramer. For you guys who know who Jim Cramer is, you'll get a kick out of that. We're going to be talking about the Build Back Better vote. Ugh. Trump's booster shot. NFTs, are they good, bad, or ugly? We're going to be talking about EV stocks tanking yesterday. We're going to be talking about free Omicron tests. Ooh, free tests. Wow. We're going to be talking about airline stocks and, of course, house flipping profits. Let's talk about the futures. All right, so first of all, yesterday, as we know, it was another horrible day, and the Dow at one point was down as much as 700 points, and it closed down a little bit more than 400 points down. That's rough. But the interesting part was the travel stocks moved up, and we're going to be talking about that again later on, but the fact that the travel stocks moved up is really a good sign that the people are over the COVID garbage and are looking to get on with their lives. Hey, look, as usual, after a couple of days of disastrous numbers, the Dow is bouncing back, and the futures are now, right now, the Dow is up 315 points, the S&P is up 44 points, and the NASDAQ is up 178 points. That's fantastic so far. We'll have to see how it plays out. So for you guys who don't know who Jim Cramer is, Jim Cramer is probably one of the most outspoken personalities in the stock market. You know, he has that kind of loud, whining voice and suggests stocks and stock plays. Wait a minute, a loud whining voice suggests stock plays? Well, maybe I'm reflecting. Anyway, I've noticed that Cramer would constantly talk about COVID and the vaccine and how proud he was that he had gotten vaccinated and he had the booster and so on. Every day I would have to see something on Twitter about him and this, and it actually got annoying after a while. Well, the law of attraction works for so many, and it worked for him. Guess what? Cramer has been diagnosed with COVID. He claims it was a breakthrough case. Now, here's something interesting. Have you noticed that most of the cases are breakthrough cases, with all the people who test positive for COVID have had at least two or three shots? I don't know. Is there anyone else but me questioning this? Omicron is constantly found in the vaccinated. That could mean that maybe the vaccine is the cause of Omicron, or at the very least, it's proved that the shots are useless. Are you awake yet, America? Or do you just want to feel better about the fact that you got a shot that made you sick when you got it and sicker months later? It's funny because Moderna's stock was, of course, up a little bit yesterday, and then Cramer gets his, announces that he gets COVID, and the stock drops. Look, I guess their antibody boosting shot that Cramer was touting doesn't really work after all. Hey, Jim, by the way, I hope you have a speedy recovery from your cold. And don't forget to tell the world about your mild symptoms. Unbelievable. All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Lou and Tom out there, and also Bill. Thanks so much. Hey, let's talk about the BBB vote. Yes. Hey, by the way, did you guys get your BBB hat yet? You know, the hat that you wear that says everybody should BBB, right? President Poopy Pants and his minion of idiots will be voting on the Build Back Better bill regardless of Senator Manchin's decision to vote against it. Right? By the way, Manchin must have aspirations to be a Republican because not only is he voting on no on this bill, but this is wild. There was a picture of him on CNBC, and it shows him walking through the Capitol building, guess what, without wearing a mask, while all the reporters interviewing him are wearing one. I don't know, Manchin may be in the wrong side. This could be good, by the way, for normal people in the world. And look, let's get back to the vote, though. All right, so Democrats are making sure that there will be a vote on this, even though it can't pass, or at least for now it can't pass. My guess is so they could either brag that they tried, or that they have a, or it's possible they have a slight chance of it actually changing, you know, changing Manchin's mind and convince him to sell his soul to the witch Pelosi. All right, if you haven't bought your hat yet, make sure you do so, so you can show support for the bill. On second thought, get a MAGA hat so you can show the world that you want to make America great again instead of building back a broker. Ugh. Hey, Mick, want to say hello to you too. Thanks, I appreciate you watching online. You guys are awesome. All right, let's talk about Trump and his booster shot. All right, so let's take a minute here and ask you a question. Would you make fun of somebody who got the booster? I personally wouldn't. Well, actually, at least not in front of them. It turns out that Trump got his booster after getting that vaccine, after getting COVID. Technically, that makes him COVID-proof. Anyway, Trump, because I don't know if you realize this, but if you have COVID, the chances of getting COVID are almost impossible. And of course, if you're boosted and get your shots, you're not getting it. Anyway, Trump announced that he got his booster to an audience in Dallas during an interview with Bill O'Reilly. The funny part was that some people in the audience started hissing, and Trump responded with, "Oh no, don't, as he waved his hand dismissively at the audience. I like that. I think this is hysterical, because that's a typical Trump thing. Apparently, some think that this booster, or the shots, or whatever, is a Democrat-Republican thing. It isn't. It has nothing to do with whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you want the booster or not. It's a freedom of medical and religious choice that basically, the freedom is that's on the table here, right? It's the basis of our Constitution, and that's the issue here. Although it's mostly Republicans saying no to the jab, like Sarah Palin, who said at a conservative event in Arizona, "It'll be over my dead body that I get a COVID shot. I will not. I won't do it. And they better not touch my kids either." By the way, I agree with Palin's freedom of choice, but I also agree with yours or Trump's decision to get a shot. By the way, during the interview with Trump, O'Reilly admitted also to getting his booster shot, and my guess is he was forced to, or he would lose his job because of Gestapo Joe's mandate anyway. Either way, it's okay if you want to get the shot. I may or may not have gotten the shot, and I may or may not have gotten the booster. I'm not telling. But either way, it's my choice, and I will defend that choice. Oh, and of course, Moderna is still falling. So, hey, let's go. All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Ken. Thanks for watching, Ken. I totally appreciate it. Thanks, Mick. You guys are awesome. And, all right, let's talk a little bit about NFTs. So, apparently, gamers are divided over NFTs that give certain privileges to unlock certain features in games. So, there's a company called Ubisoft, which is one of the largest gaming companies, and it debuted a platform called Quartz, Q-U-A-R-T-Z, Quartz, which lets players own in-game items such as helmets in the form of NFTs. So now you could buy a helmet, you could buy a gun, you could buy a sword, I don't know, in the form of NFTs. And those are digital assets that are designed, basically, they're designed to track the ownership of items on the blockchain. I'm not going to get into a whole thing of NFTs, but if you understand that NFTs, you could buy a helmet, you could buy a gun, you could buy, I don't know, ammo, whatever, and you can own it, and you know you own it. But anyway, the feature was added to Ubisoft's Ghost Recon Breakpoint game. Of course, this gives that gamer that owns that NFT an advantage over other gamers. It's basically a pay-to-win model, which is something they tried earlier, and it didn't work very well. It pissed off a lot of gamers. This actually disturbs all the other gamers who feel the odds should be equal for all those playing the games. It's actually what's been going on in the metaverse, as some are buying up digital real estate so that in the future they could build digital stores or venues in the metaverse. Look, I'm going to say for now that Ubisoft is not charging for the NFTs at the moment. But they're basically doing this as an experiment to gauge the reaction at a possible pay model. By the way, did I tell you about my NFT for Money Chat Now? If you're on, if you're online, if you're watching this, or if you're in your car, you want to go to, I think it's Rarible. Actually, the company is called Rarible. And you want to take a look at the digital version of the header for this show that I'm selling for Money Chat Now. I'm also doing this as an experiment. I want to let you know it's up for sale as an auction on the site, and I will select the highest bidder on the 24th. I will then guarantee that I will buy it back from that bidder for $500. It's currently at about $44. And honestly, I'm just doing this as an experiment. I'm doing this experiment to find out how to list a NFT, how to buy NFTs, and for you guys to also learn how to buy it as well. And if you want to go to Rarible and search for Larry Steinhaus, you'll be able to find out more about that. And then you'll be able to buy the NFT, and if you want to, I will buy it back for $500. All right, let's take a break real quick, and we'll talk about what's happening next.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. And I want to thank everybody for listening on WWDB on radio in Philadelphia. Hey, if you're watching online, please hit that share button. Let your friends know about how to make more money. I'm going to be teaching you that in a couple of minutes. Hit that like button and let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And I'll even try to respond to them. Hey, I want to say hello to Brandon and Charles. All right, I got to do it. Let's go, Brandon. Oh, I couldn't resist. I hope he didn't get mad. All right, so far, we've been discussing, of course, the fact that the Dow is up 307 points, the S&P is up 44, and the Nasdaq is up 181 points. That's fantastic. We've been talking about Jim Cramer basically manifesting COVID to himself. We talked about the BBB vote and how it's going to go on anyway. We talked about Trump getting his booster, and we talked about NFTs. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the fact that EV stocks tanked. We're going to be talking about the free Omicron tests and airline stocks and, of course, house flipping process. Profits. Yeah, profits. 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 You know, I got to trip it over my lips there. All right, let's talk about some EV stocks. So, as we discussed earlier, the Build Back Better Biden's ratings bill has little chance of passing as long as Manchin holds out on his ideas of being a responsible representative. Because of this, many incentives for electric and alternate source vehicles are possibly being scrapped. I don't know if you guys know this, but Tesla made most of their money by selling cars because of a government incentive, and many of the other manufacturers were looking to do the same. So Tesla and GM currently do not qualify for EV credits any longer. However, they could have them extended with the help of the bill. Other manufacturers like Rivian or Nikola were also expecting these tax credits with the BBB plan. Because of the news on the BBB bill, all of these stocks tanked. By the way, Rivian is at the price that I predicted of being below 90. I kept saying it for weeks. I said, wait till it goes below 90. And sure enough, Nikola is now at 9.35, and Lucid is at about 38. We should also see Ford and GM inch down a bit, and Tesla is also down in the low 900s. By the way, it looks like Elon Musk must have had some insider trading information when he sold his stock between $1,000 and $1,100. But hey, you know. Personally, I think the tax credit malarkey isn't what we need to get the country on electric or alternate source vehicles. You just do what Americans do. You simply make good, sexy cars that people want to drive, and they'll buy them. All right, but look for the EV stocks to bounce back in the new year, because I actually think they're going to do really well. And by the way, I like Nikola at the below 10 price. It was like 9.35 today. And real quick, Nikola also just settled on a $125 million lawsuit for insider trading, and that'll make the stock bounce back too. Also, if Ford goes back to the 15-16 range, it could be a buy. I like it. Also, Rivian, it's a can't-lose company at 90. I'll tell you, I think it's a great play, but I would cautiously buy it at 90, and then once again, I would buy it at 75 or below. I would add some shares. Let's talk about some free Omicron tests. All right, I opened up the Wall Street Journal, and on the first page is an article about how the brain-dead administration is going to distribute, yes, 500 million COVID-at-home COVID tests for no charge. That's right, folks. For those who want to make sure that this total BS keeps going, let's give away a test for the common cold and panic the people who test positive so much that they report their positive tests. This way we can keep the scamdemic going as long as we need to control the populace. I wonder if the test comes with a free mask and a Nazi armband as a prize at the bottom of the box. Oh wait, never mind. The mask is the Nazi armband of the 2020s. Anyway, all right. By the way, the Supreme Leader Gestapo Joe has been blaming, ready for this? Has been blaming, and I quote, lingering health crisis as a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and increasingly voiced frustration with those who have refused to get the vaccine. Hello, have you noticed that everyone getting the vaccine or has the vaccine are the ones getting the COVID? Anyway, when announcing his vaccine requirements for large employers this fall, I have to say it, but Mr. Biden, suggested that those who'd chosen not to be vaccinated despite the summer's Delta wave had forced his hand. So it's our fault that he's forced to break the Constitution. Hey, that sounds like every other liberal blaming others. Hey, brain dead, did you notice that the people who are vaccinated are the people with Omicron? In fact, an aide who spent substantial time with President Booby Pants was just tested positive for COVID, and she was triple vaccinated as well. By the way, for those of you who want to know, Braindead was tested negative for COVID. However, he did test positive for being the worst president this country has ever had. All right, go get your free at-home test. Make sure you don't use it, though, because just remember the best way to never get COVID is to never be tested for it. All right, let's talk a little bit about airline stocks. In the past two trading days, we've seen the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ tank. I mean, like, really bad. But the travel stocks have been pushing up nicely. A report on airlines showed that most airlines are expecting huge travel numbers this Christmas. While travel hasn't fully recovered to pre-pandemic or scamdemic levels, some airlines say that they're expecting flights to be even fuller than they were over Thanksgiving, when daily passenger volumes hit their highest levels since the start of the pandemic. So they're saying, hey, there's going to be more people traveling Christmas than there was in Thanksgiving, which is fantastic. All right, U.S. airports are already filling up with more than 2 million passing through daily for four straight days through Sunday. And this was according to the Transportation Security Administration. The longest stretch above that threshold since the week of Thanksgiving. Beautiful. All right, apparently more and more people are fed up with the scamdemic and are living their lives accordingly. Here's more good news for the airline and travel industry. Based on current trends, leisure bookings continue to come in above expectations for December travel, including the holiday period. Southwest Chief Financial Tammy Romo, whatever, told analysts and investors earlier this month. Hey people, the pandemic is over. Everything could go back to normal if your government just didn't want to continue to control you. All right. Let's talk a little bit real quick about house flipping profits. And here's something, basically, it's the first time I think I'm going to be talking about this, something non-COVID related. Wow. Hey, there was an article that I saw today where a non-expert, once again, of course, is discussing the profits on flipping houses is lower this year. The author actually states that it's because house prices are on the rise. Flipping houses has become less profitable, she was saying. And here are some of the numbers in the article. Close to 95,000 homes were flipped in the third quarter of the year. And this was an increase for the second quarter in a row after flipping dropped dramatically in the first year of the pandemic. Yeah, because nobody could see houses, get in houses, or buy houses. Anyway, flips represented 5.7% of all sales, is basically what the article goes on to say. The average gross profit, here we go. Here's where there's a difference between an expert and an amateur. The average gross profit on a flip was just under $69,000 in the third quarter, down 1.6% from the same period a year ago. Ugh. Here we go. The return on investment fell to 32%, the lowest return on investment since 2011. It was also down nearly 44%. It was at a 44% return in the same period last year, marking the largest annual drop since 2009, when the housing market was, of course, in crisis. Now, let me be clear here. The article says that the average profit is 32% on a flip. That means for most people doing this, they made 32% of their money in less than 6 months by flipping houses. I'm beginning to think that the people writing this bad news article about house flipping are the same people spreading that false news about how you're going to die from COVID. All right, I couldn't help myself. I brought it up again. Anyway, house flipping is an incredible business, and if you're getting good deals to start with, you're going to make great profit. You also have to remember that those profit numbers are based on a purchase price, and if you're leveraging money from banks or private lenders, you're making 1,000% on a return on your money. Anyway, if you're ready to find out how to do it, watch this commercial and show up at Investor Schooling on Thursday night. See you in a minute.
So you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, of course, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Let's check real quick on the futures. They're down slightly from before. They're still at 295 as the Dow is up. The S&P is up 43, and the NASDAQ is up 179. It should be a good play. It should be a good day, actually. I like it. All right, so coming up, we're going to be talking about some picks of the day. But first of all, did you guys hit that like button? Did you hit the share button? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. You could share it on your page or in groups. And let everybody know that they can benefit from some of the great stock plays we're going to be talking about. You can also, of course, leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And it looks like Brandon is spreading the news. Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate you telling everybody, all your friends, about Money Chat Now. And I promise you to learn something. All right. If you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, so let's talk about something that's going on today. All right, first of all, we're going to be hearing, one of the things that's going to be negative, of course, is we're going to be hearing from Gestapo Joe about his new mandates and unconstitutional uses of executive order process. And this, basically, the Supreme Leader is going to be making sure to continue to try to steal your freedoms and your money. With that being said, I'm clearly noticing that the return to normalcy, as many Americans ignore this babbling fool, well, anyway, at least for now. I expect the travel stocks to continue to move up, and if you picked up some bargains like I've been suggesting since Thanksgiving, when the moronic variant was discovered, you will soon reap the benefits. I'm telling you, they're moving up like crazy. I still like Meta at this price of under 330, and it's going back to the 380s. probably within the next 3 or 4 weeks as we approach earnings. As I mentioned earlier, I also like the EV stocks after they were beaten down by the fact that BBB is probably not going to pass. I also believe that the tax incentives will come back. So watch this. I actually think it'll happen. The tax incentives will come back, but not under the BBB bill. And watch this for next year as the supply chain problems go away and dealers are going to have too much inventory. We're going to have the opposite problem. You'll see that happen maybe next year or early in 2023. Moderna is at about 280 right now. And don't forget, look for it to hit about 250 and expect some grim news about COVID to boost it back up. Your timing on this has to be just right, though. You can't buy it after the news. You got to buy it when it hits around 250. J&J is also a play below 160, and that's going to come soon, too. I'd also like to see Apple move down below 170 for me to consider it. However, my guess is that it's going to climb over 180 before earnings, so that's also a play, so you need to watch it. All right, so on the crypto scene, most of crypto is in a holding pattern. Look, I got to tell you, I think that the entire crypto market is waiting for me to sell my NFT, so make sure you go buy my NFT and that will make the crypto market move back up, because they're looking for something special, of course, and hey, who's more special than me? All right, I can think of a lot of people, especially my wife. Anyway, gold and silver has stalled, with gold right now being at about 1,800 and silver being at about 23. So you want to hold out for that too. They're not doing that great. I tell people all the time, buy gold and silver, not necessarily as an investment, although it'll become an investment. But I think gold and silver are great plays as we get into the coming apocalypse. All right, not quite the apocalypse, but definitely the coming recession that will come. It may not come next year, it may not come the year after, but it's coming, and it'll be a great beat. It'll be a great place. Hey, Bill, thanks. I appreciate you calling me special. You are awesome. I'm kind of hoping you mean special, not special. You know, special. You know what I mean by special? All right, anyway. The Treasury bond, by the way, is creeping up, and that means watch for bargains in the tech sector, because typically what happens when the bond market creeps up, the tech sector, wow, that's hard to say, moves down. So things like Apple will start to move down, and things like other tech stocks will also start to move down as well. All right. By the way, don't forget to order my pre-book. Don't forget to pre-order my new book called Money Hacks, and that has a subtitle, because everything you think you know about money is wrong. Look for this book, and you can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble, because I have to send a half a billion copies in order to make any money. All right, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio, and we look forward to your continued support. My name again is Larry Steinhaus, and if you're watching online on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, I want to thank you for your support, and of course, like the Money Chat Now page. And most importantly, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. And once again, have a profitable day.